farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, Jamaica to export hot pepper and dashin to Trinidad and Tobago, and later or proverb of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Yo, Michael, how are you do?
Well, I'm there, I'll take up the old computer and I forgot dash way.
But the electronics that you
Electronic waste, to be exact. In our work.
You don't know, so the National Solid Waste Management Authority launched a pilot program for collect all e-waste such as cell phones, tablets and laptops, printers, chargers, keyboards and them something there.
So play your part. Jamaica's beauty, a fiwi duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Jamaica has received clearance from the government of Trinidad and Tobago to export hot pepper and dashin into that market. Junior Minister in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Luther Buchanan, says an agreement has been reached at the CARICOM level for the export of the crops to the Twin Island Republic.
After sustained negotiations with our CARICOM partners, we have now received clearance from the government of Trinidad and Tobago for access of hot peppers and dashin into that market.
Mr. Buchanan says the agreement will benefit both countries, particularly Jamaican farmers. The move is in keeping with efforts by the government to increase exports of Jamaican produce to CARICOM markets, in addition to Europe and North America. Farmers and other persons wishing to export hot peppers and dashin are required to contact the Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspection Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture. If you are interested in getting involved in this process, Chief Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspector in the Ministry, Sheila Harvey, shares how to do so.
First of all, the exporter would have to be registered with the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch and have the requisite packing facility. We have a guideline as to what that facility should be like. For example, it should be at least minimum 1,000 square feet in size, and concrete flooring and other things.
Here is the next step in the process.
When we inspect that packing facility and it's approved by us, then we send them with a letter to JAMPRO where they would continue registration. When this facility is ready, then the exporter would have to seek their own market in Trinidad, and we would provide the necessary orientation if it's a new exporter as to how they process the goods.
The packing facility should be able to process the goods.
That is to clean and wash the dashin and to process the peppers.
Provision is also made for farmers who do not have a packing facility.
If you don't have a facility and you can get somebody who is already registered with a facility, then if you can get that person to pack for you or process for you, that person would have to send us a letter saying that they have given you permission to use their facility, and then that kind of arrangement would be for 6 months. For this kind of facility, every time you're going to be shipping, the owner of that facility would have to give you a letter stating that the goods were packed there to take with you to the export complex where the inspection is done.
Chief Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspector in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Sheila Harvey. For further information, call the Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspection Office at 977-0637 or 977-6401. And now for our proverb of the day.
Parson christening picnic fuss.
And this means one's personal business takes precedence over those of others. People favor their own interests.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Casita Irving, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.